Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-hold-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date on current issues in the NHL, even the controversial ones. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your host, Brad Berube.
Good evening. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast. Man, it seems like we've been gone for 2 years. It's August 23rd. We're in the heart of the nothing going on in the NHL. Yeah. I am the host of the show, Brad Rood, joined alongside my co-host each and every week once we get this season going, Blake Friars. And, we're in summer, and it's starting to feel a little bit like fall after, 900 days in a row of 90-plus degree temperatures. I don't know how hot it's been where you live, Blake, but it's unbearable. It's freaking unbearable.
I went to California for 2 weeks, and every day I got in the car, it was like 101, 105, 109. I'm just like, dude, I'm not complaining. It was beautiful weather, but it's pretty hot.
July and August were the hottest, or the top five hottest months ever recorded where I live.
Yeah, no, it was a major heat wave here too. Like, dude, it was
ridiculous.
Like 38, high 30s Celsius, which is almost, it's like mid 90s Fahrenheit. So
it actually rained here this week. We got rain, and now it's cooler temperatures. Tonight was 70 degrees, no wind. Beautiful evening. Beautiful evening. Kids are getting ready for school tomorrow. So today was after
first
work
day back or
tomorrow.
What?
Yep, first day back. So tonight was, you know, scramble to make sure your shit's in order before school starts. And There's a couple of good things about my kids going back to school. And I don't mean to sound like that I don't love them.
How come
them.
They start on a Tuesday? Is it a holiday there today?
No, they just do that. I don't know why. Oh. It's dumb. But yeah. A couple of reasons I like it. It's not that I want to get rid of my kids. I love
allows
my kids
you
today.
To get on a routine.
I think every family functions better in a routine. And then it allows me a little bit more hockey time at night. So, yeah. So it's
how was the summer overall, though? Good.
Good. You know, it really was. Everybody stayed healthy. Everybody was happy. We had a good time. We
any vacations? So you went on a couple, right?
You know, we went on a couple little ones. Nothing major yet. We're gonna go on a bigger one in November, and some.
Wait, didn't you say you're going to Disneyland?
Yeah, I know. We got pushed back to December or to November. So, things are good. Everybody was good. How was your trip to California?
No, it was good. Got to see lots of ball games. Got to see the Blue Jays play 4 games. Got to go to San Diego a couple times. San Diego's beautiful. Best friend got engaged last Saturday, so that was good. Met a lot of new people, a lot of good people. And, ball games were good. Other than the Jays getting demolished 2 games out of 4, but good experience all in all. It's great.
That's good. Well, other good news is that hockey training camps are opening around the 16th of the month. I think I saw a game scheduled for that last weekend in September, so we're not far off. We're a month away from NHL hockey action and a normal hockey season, and I pray it goes normal. I just want normal hockey. I was down in the dumps when the season ended last year. I think you were too, probably because our team sucked. And leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But I'm excited now. I'm back. I'm excited. I don't know.
I'm not even lying. I've been watching the Canucks since the early 2000s, and I can't remember in the last 10 years that I've been this excited for the Canucks to start.
You were last year, dude. What are you talking about?
No, I was excited last year. But I mean, when your team is a little bit more aggressive and takes chances to improve the team, as a fan, you're like, okay, like this is I'm excited. When you bring in guys like Garland and Halak shores up that back end of the goaltending situation, and Oliver Ekman-Larsson, and you hope a guy like that can bounce back. I think it's a lot of fans are excited for sure.
Oh, for sure, and I think they should be if they're in Vancouver. I think. I look at the.
They got to get their two guys signed, but I'm not. I wouldn't be too worried about that.
I would be. We'll talk about that later in the show. But I think there's a handful of teams that have no hope this year. I think there's a handful of teams that should be really excited. I think there's a handful of teams that are like kind of like, what do we have here? But you know what we can't forget every year there's one or two teams that we never gave a chance that actually have really good years and make the playoffs. Things turn around.
Look at Montreal. Well, I mean, obviously, COVID season, but nobody predicted them to win in the first round against Toronto. You know, it's like, it just shows, I mean, you get hot goaltending, you sneak into the playoffs, and look what happens. You know what I mean? So, it's crazy. Like, hockey, sports are weird, dude.
Yeah.
Weird things have happened.
That's why we watch them, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. One little off hockey story. I meant to talk to you about this earlier, but I want to tell you. It's a cool game. Last week I had a meeting for my 9-to-5 job, and for the meeting we went to a minor league baseball game. And there was a group of us guys, and so we were having a few beers and we were watching the baseball game. And one of my buddies was telling me about this game they play. And everybody throws in a dollar every half inning. And on the third out, if the ball lands on the pitcher's mound,
They get the money?
You get the money. Do you know that we did 9 innings? So each half inning, it could happen. On the third out, if the ball that was in play goes back to the pitcher's mound, not the ump throwing another ball out there.
Right.
The ball in play goes back to the pitcher's mound. The guy gets the money. After 18 basically times to try it, the ball never once ended up back on the pitcher's mound.
Really?
Isn't that something?
So where'd the money go?
We kept it. We're going to go again next year. We're going to keep the money. We're going to keep it rolling.
Oh. Never heard of that game. That's cool.
It's a cool game. It made watching a long baseball game bearable.
Where was this game at?
Fargo.
So whose farm team is that?
They're not it's an unaffiliated league.
Okay.
But they've had
it's like independent ball.
Yeah, it's about the equivalent of AA is what I've been told.
Okay.
So, gotcha. All right. On today's show, we're going to talk about the death in the desert, some off-season signings of the UFA market. We'll go around the National Hockey League, talk about Lundqvist, jersey ads, your buddy Pettersson, Kaprizov, and that damn Eichel saga that just will not go away. All right, Blake. What happens with the Arizona Coyotes? So last week, we were informed that the city of Glendale has opted out of the joint lease agreement at Gila River Arena.
Yeah.
And that forces the Coyotes to vacate by June 30th of next year. No one knows where the hell this team is playing next year. What happens with this debacle that we've been watching for 25 years?
Well, we all know that Gary loves the Arizona Coyotes. He goes to bat for them all the time. And the president of the team and the owner said he wants a long-term thing in Arizona. And I thought to myself, well, I don't really see how that can be a thing. Like, I don't see this ending. I don't see them in Arizona next year. Like, I just don't.
I don't either.
I don't know. Where are they going to go? Are they going to go back downtown? They have no arena.
Did you see that
you just can't build an arena overnight.
No. The Coyotes are supposedly...
You can't just snap your fingers.
They're supposedly delinquent on $1.4 million.
Oh, they lose money every year.
No, but they're listen, though. They're delinquent on this. Yeah. They have an operating budget, I would guess, of 100... $200 million plus, I would say, operating budget. And they're short $1.4 million. That's like a drop in the bucket, right? Like, I don't understand that. Like,
so, okay, let me play devil's advocate here. Okay. You said you don't think they're going to stay there. Okay, where are they going to go?
Where do I want them to go, or where do I think they'll go?
Like, are they going to go to? They're not going to Quebec. That's not happening. Absolutely not.
I would love to see him go to Quebec City.
It's not going to happen.
No team is going anywhere in Canada.
I don't think any pro sport is going to go to Canada after the way they're handling this pandemic.
Nope.
And it's unfortunate.
It's terrible. Being
Canadian, you want another hockey team in a Canadian market like this with how crazy the fans are in Quebec, but like, I just don't think, like, it's money is a big reason why I don't think they'll go to Quebec. Like, do they go to Portland? Do they go to
Portland? No way.
Houston?
Do they Houston is where I think.
I could see Houston.
Houston supposedly, and I haven't checked this out, so if I'm wrong, someone can send me hate mail.
But, hey, what about another? What about Kansas City?
Well, that was a rumor years ago. Houston, here's why I say Houston. Houston is supposedly a top 10 television market in the U.S. That's why they've stayed in Arizona, is because Arizona's in the top 15 television markets in the U.S.
Right.
That's one of the reasons they kept saying, well, we need to be in Arizona, we need to be in Arizona. Well, I think it's a dumb reason to go to Houston. You know where I'm going to throw out some crazy ideas. I think an NHL team would work in Milwaukee. Wisconsin's a huge hockey state.
Yeah.
I think a hockey team would be...
Well, they have a... Do they have an NHL team?
Head them forever. Milwaukee Admirals.
Admirals, yeah, that's right.
Head them forever. Right. Another place I'd love to see a hockey team go back is Hartford.
Yeah.
Those two markets are never going to happen, though.
Well, Grand Forks.
North Dakota can't host a professional sports team.
They would support it though.
Oh, they would.
They would sell out every night.
They would.
What would the arena difference be like, Grand Forks compared to like a Beltia MTS?
They're about 1,500 less, I think.
So yeah, it could work, but I don't think it'll happen.
That will never happen.
But like I could see, I saw the mayor of Kansas City said, "Time to get the NHL here." That was kind of cool, but. Yeah, I see two landing spots. I think it's Kansas City or Houston. I like your idea of Milwaukee. I'm not sure if the NHL will go in a direction like that.
I don't either. I don't think that. I would love to see that. I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah. I mean, that would, like, they're crazy for their basketball there. So, and obviously the Badgers are a big team in college hockey.
Okay. How about the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, and the Packers too.
I mean,
yeah.
They're great with their sports teams.
It's a sports city. Right?
It's a hockey area too. Milwaukee, you know, Wisconsin's really big into hockey. They have a ton of junior hockey teams. Yeah. I don't know.
Do they have an NHL team?
They do. No, they don't have a North American Hockey League team.
No.
I don't know though. There's so many new ones. I don't know. They have two USHL teams though.
Houston and Kansas City. I think if NHL relocates, I think that's where they would go.
Yeah. Probably Houston. Do they even have time in a year to relocate, though?
Oh, yeah. 100%. The NHL doesn't have a choice. If that's why I think I think Gary Bettman went up to the Coyotes and the arena people and said, okay, we need a decision. Are you going to renew this arena lease for the Coyotes? If not, we got to start looking elsewhere. Because you can't get halfway through the year and then the arena goes, yeah, we're not going to renew the Coyotes here next year. And then Gary Bettman's like, well, what the hell do we do now? So I think the Coyotes and the arena gave Gary Bettman and the NHL enough time to look at their options.
But doesn't the owner have the say where he brings them?
Sure he does, but, I mean, he might not have a choice if there's no arena in Arizona.
Oh, no, I know that. I know. I'm with you. He's got to play somewhere. I mean.
Like, yeah, sure.
Think about that.
He can relocate to wherever he wants, but obviously Gary's going to probably have a say in it, no? I think Gary's going to have a
big say. It would make things
smooth.
Well, it would make things smoother if they were in the Eastern Conference.
Well, yeah. Well,
or no, in the Central. Centralized.
So now you're looking at Houston then.
Or Kansas City. It can't get any more central than that.
Or Kansas City. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Like, I think I am dead set on the Coyotes relocating though. I think that's a no brainer. for me.
Quebec City would be the best spot for them, but you know, I agree with you. Canada's not getting anything in professional sports because of what happened.
The way they handled this pandemic, I mean, hey, they have an election coming up, so maybe stuff will change. I don't know, but we're not going to talk about politics. We got a lot to talk about.
No, we were trying to stay positive, dude. I'm actually having a good couple weeks here. I don't need to listen to that crap. Right. I don't know. I just think of after all these years of the mess in Arizona and them saying, well, we need to grow the game. We need to do this. Like, it's like,
Like, how many owners have they been through the last 15 years? Like seven?
Yeah, and the league owned them for like 4 years.
Yeah, and Gary Bettman just continued to go to bat for them to keep him in that market.
I respect that he goes to bat for all the teams because there wouldn't be a team in Edmonton without Gary Bettman. There wouldn't be a team in Winnipeg without Gary Bettman. There wouldn't be a team in a lot of places without Gary Bettman. And
he gets a lot of hate, but I think Gary Bettman's a great commissioner.
I think he's amazing. Look at what he's done with the television deals. Look what he's he has made these owners money and these players money.
I think he gets booed because of the three lockouts, but
without those three lockouts, we don't have a very good league, do we?
Yeah, probably not.
You know, ready to talk some signings, Blake? Let's talk signings.
Okay, rapid fire here. I don't have the list in front of me, so
I'll give them to you as soon as I can get them to load here.
Okay.
So you want to start?
I'll say if it's good or not.
You want to start with a Canucks guy? Should we talk? Let's start here. Let's start with some interesting ones.
Okay.
Darnell Nurse, 8 years, 9.25.
Well, okay. We're going to talk about this for a second because...
That's why I started with it.
What the hell is Edmonton doing with their cap space?
How are they going to make this work?
How in the hell is Darnell Nurse worth 9.25?
I have no idea.
And they're paying...
For 8 years.
For 8 years? Dude, you're telling me that man is worth the same amount of money as Draisaitl? More than Draisaitl? Really? I don't know. I mean, I like that they brought back Mike Smith, but they're also returning Mikko Koskinen with him, so that's not good. They brought in an aging Duncan Keith, who they think is 30 years old in the prime of his career. Newsflash for you, Edmonton fans. He's 38 and on the downswing. I mean,
he's on the end of the downswing.
I mean, like, dude, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about that extension. I mean, Darnell Nurse is a good top four guy. I think they got a little concerned with Klefbom. Like, he's out long term. Tyson Barrie?
What happens? Yeah, what happens when he comes back?
I mean, if he comes back, I mean they're gonna have a pretty solid decor.
How are you gonna afford
it? That under the cap. I don't know how you're gonna fit that under the like 9.25. I mean, dude, Jesus! Is Peter Chiarelli there again? Like, what's going on here?
It's crazy.
Who was that other guy Edmonton brought in though on the wing? Blanking. Okay, they brought back Barrie. They lost Adam Larson. I think Adam Larson's gonna be a big loss for them.
I think so too.
Like he's a stable. Like, what does that say about Canadian taxes? He took the same contract with Seattle instead of Edmonton.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to an expansion team over staying with the chance of playing with.
How do you know it's taxes, dude?
Oh, 100% it's tax. Seattle's a state.
Hey, this isn't. And wait a second.
Tax free.
Wait a second, though, Blake. People don't just choose their jobs solely on money.
How do you know that?
I know they don't.
If you're in the league, okay, and you can go to a tax free state or play in a Canadian market, but that Canadian market takes 48% of your contract.
I want to go to a place
you
I can
go
win.
To a winner. You want to play for a winner. I get that.
Or maybe he just wasn't happy in Edmonton.
I don't think Edmonton's that spot.
I don't know.
I mean, but neither is Seattle, so that's another head scratcher.
All right, I'm going to name off some contracts, and you tell me good or bad.
Okay.
Carter Hart, 3 years, 3.97.
Good bridge deal. Yep.
Ilya Samsonov, 1 year, $2 million.
Perfect.
Igor Shesterkin, 4 years, 5.65.
So this, I was like, whoa, what is going on here? And the first thing I looked at Thatcher Demko, and I was like, okay, these two are pretty similar. They're around the same age. The Canucks got an extra year and $600,000 a year less AAV. Like, how is this guy worth 5.6 a year? I mean, that's a big gamble. I mean, I hope it works out for the Rangers, because I think they're building something nice there, but I don't know, dude. that's a little bit of a gamble for me.
I thought so, too. Jacob Verana, 3 years, 5.25 in Detroit.
Yeah, for Detroit, yeah. I mean, he was the big return in that Mantha deal. I don't mind that deal.
I don't mind this one.
Hey, Jacob Verana is gonna be a top scorer for them for a long time. So I mean, they identified him as a core player for that team, and they paid him like it. He deserves to be paid.
Neil Pionk in Winnipeg, 4 years, 5.875.
Hey, I'm a big Neil Pionk guy. Like, I really like Neil Pionk. He was in a Troubadour, right? I think.
He was in a band, correctly. What?
I think he was in the Troubadour.
I think he was, yes.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking some music stuff or something. I couldn't understand what you said.
Yeah, I mean, he's a top two, top four guy in Winnipeg. A decor that's kind of transforming the last couple seasons. Yeah, I don't mind that deal at all.
Sam Reinhart in Florida, 3 years, 6.5.
Hey, it's a hefty price to pay. I mean, they paid a price to get him.
You had to pay that, though.
You had to. I mean, you trade multiple picks and one of your second round prospects last year to get him.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice, did you?
Didn't have a choice. Hey, Florida's gonna have a sneaky good team this year.
Sneaky? They're not even sneaky. They're just freaking good. Like,
They're good. This, I mean, you picked them to go to the Cup.
I did. So, last year.
I just said.
I know.
I said, yeah.
Just see, I'm a little year early. I'm foreseeing the future a little soon.
I know. They're going to be good. They're definitely going to be good for a long time.
Andrew Kopp, 1 year, 3.64. I love this guy.
I love this guy, too.
I love this guy.
I understand why Winnipeg did it. Like, they're kind of in a cap hell right now. So they kind of had to take a 1 year, you know, lower AAV, but like, Kopp's a big part of that team. Like, he's a huge integral part of that forward group, right? Third line center, kills penalties, plays in the second year power play. Like, this guy, I mean, I don't want to say he's irreplaceable, but he kind of is. Like, he, mm-hmm. like, not many players play that style.
He's good. I love him. What do you think about Joe Thornton going to Florida? Why did I not give a shit? I could have given. Could have cared.
Hey, honestly, I didn't even know Joe Thornton went to Florida until you just told me. I honestly didn't know. Maybe he missed the California weather. I don't know.
Well, how do you think of this contract? Jason Dickinson in Vancouver, 3 years, 2.65.
Yeah, I like the deal. That's a good contract for. Your shot down third line center. It's been a hole for the Canucks for the last 3-4 years. He's one of the best defensive centers in the NHL. And I think I predicted it'd be like 2.5 to 2.8 3-year deal. So, I mean, right around that. I don't mind it.
Would you rather have him or Andrew Kopp?
Well, I mean, Canucks didn't trade for Andrew Kopp. So it's like, obviously I'd have Kopp, but.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm just curious.
Well, Kopp is 3.9, right?
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
UC Saros, 4 years, $5 million a year.
One of the most underrated goalies in the league.
I think it's a fine contract.
He's definitely gonna earn that. That contract's going to age very well.
I think it's fine. I think I think that's fair for both.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Kevin Fiala gets 1 year in Minnesota, 5.1.
What does that tell you? Hold on. Let me fact check myself here right away.
Why?
Let me pull up Let me pull up Cap Friendly here. I just want to check something on Fiala's contract.
Well, the reason they did 1 year is because that's the only year they have cap space to do it.
Right.
Because once the Parisi things kick in, they're screwed.
Oh, no. I thought he was a UFA next year. He's still an RFA next year.
Yeah, so. But they're screwed, though. Yeah. They're going to have to – they're screwed.
Well, yeah, they have 12.7 of dead cap next year.
Yeah.
And they have to pay Fiala, Victor Raskus, $4 million off the books. You got to pay Greenway next year.
They admit it. They have 1 year.
I mean, they don't have really – how much cap space do they have next year?
They're not going to have crap the next year because –
they have $25 million cap space, 12.7 dead. So
that's a lot of dead.
It's a gamble that they had to take because, I mean, you can't keep those guys in your roster for another four seasons.
No.
So.
Two.
But they made their bed. They made their bed. Now they have to lay in it.
Two little signings in Calgary. Zadorov gets 1 year, 3.75. Yusuf Alamaki gets 2 years at 1.55.
What's your thoughts on Zadorov? You think he's going to be a mean guy to play against?
I think he's a knucklehead. I worry a little bit defensively on him. No, I'm not expecting him to score a lot of points, but that's okay.
Do you think he could step in and play those hard minutes that they're going to lose at Giordano leaving?
No, I mean, he's not going to fill Giordano's spot, I think.
No, I'm not saying he's going to fill I think he's going to log a lot of tough minutes, though.
I just think Tanev slides up, and I think Anderson slides up. And I think, you know, I think the whole thing...
No, I'm talking about the left side, though, bro.
Yeah, I think...
But Valimaki's going to get an increased role, right?
For sure.
He's probably going to be in your top four. So on the left side, you got Hanifin, Zadorov, and Valimaki.
Yeah.
And on the right side, you got Tanev, Anderson, and who's that other third guy?
Oh, I can't even think of it off the top of my head. I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty solid.
Here's why I like Zadorov. Here's why I liked Zadorov. I always watch players that are a complete asshole to play against.
Oh, he's a menace to play against. I mean,
he is a little
undisciplined.
Yeah, for sure. But don't you kind of need that, though?
He's going to drill. Hey, you know who he reminds me kind of? He's not as good as this player, I'm about to say. Nicholas Cronwall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not afraid to lay the boom. He's got a heavy shot from the point.
And he's mean in front of the net.
He takes some dumbass penalties, though.
But he's mean in front of the net.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know.
It definitely makes Calgary tougher to play against, for sure. Yeah.
Last signing we'll talk about, Travis Sanheim gets 4.67.
Wait, hold on. We're sticking with Calgary. We got to talk about Blake Coleman. Do you like that deal or not?
No, I told you I didn't. I told you last show I didn't like it.
Oh, we talked about that last show?
Yeah.
Oh. See, it's been so long. I didn't remember. But he's a good – that six-year term, oof. A little steep, but
I don't know. I don't know. But the thing is here, Blake, like, how many players do you sign in free agency where you're really not rolling the dice? So, I mean, do I like it initially? No. Is it horrible? No.
Could pay off to be really good.
It could pay off to be really good, too.
He can play in a lot of different roles.
He can, and he's a guy that works hard every day. So you know what you're getting.
He was a huge part of that two-time cup champion.
Yeah.
The winner. I don't know. I think it'll be good.
Travis Sanheim's the final one we'll talk about. 2 years, 4.675. I love this guy.
Like, yeah, Sanheim's good.
I'd love to have him.
Played for the Wheaties, right?
I don't know. Did he?
Played for the Wheatings?
Let's look.
Travis Sanheim.
You got me wondering. I don't know. It doesn't say, or my link doesn't say.
Let me see here.
He's from Elkhorn, Manitoba. Where's Elkhorn at, Blake? Don't you know your freaking geography?
Elkhorn is just north of Verdun.
Okay, what the fuck is Verdun at?
Oh, I mean, it's like a little bit east of Winnipeg.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Nah, he played.
He's in Prince Albert, didn't he?
He played with the Hitmen.
Okay.
4 years with the Hitmen out.
All right, but you know what? There's still some UFAs that are out there and available. There is a few. Let's talk about them. What do you think's happening with Tuukka Rask?
Well, I think he's... Is he not getting hip surgery?
Yes.
So I think...
He underwent hip surgery. But what do you think's going to happen? Retirement?
I think he signs a one-year deal in Boston. Yeah, see, I don't know. They signed Allmark. I don't know, dude.
I know.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Let me think for a second. I'm trying to think who needs a goalie.
Why would you sign somebody that's, I don't know. I think he's back in Boston.
5-year deal, too.
I think he's back in Boston.
He's got to take a steep pay cut then.
He will. He'll have to.
They have $1 million cap space.
Oh, that's true. I don't know if he can do that.
Like, I don't, like, I.
Well, who has the cap space to give him any more?
Teams. Like, he might have to go to a dog shit team.
Who?
Like.
They've all got their goalies.
Maybe he goes to Nashville and backs up UC Soros.
Why would Nashville pay him to do that?
Who's their backup, though?
I don't know.
Let me see. Who is their backup? I'm actually curious to see.
So many players have changed hands. I need to sit down
They signed David Rittich.
Oh, yeah, I
forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they have a pretty good tandem in
you freaking badmouthed the crap out of Rittich when he was in Calgary, you goofball. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, he's a good backup.
Yeah, he's a good starter. Backup. He never was
not a starter.
Pegged to be a starter in Calgary, you goofball. What do you think of Calgary's new backup?
Who did they get?
They got that prospect from Boston, and he's gonna be Dan Vladar. He's gonna be the backup for Calgary this year.
Really?
Yeah. I love it.
Vladar. Let me see. Daniel Vladar.
I call him Darth Vader.
Let me see.
Your research right on the show,
Blake. 3.4 goals against 5 games.
Judge him on 5 games.
He's a big guy though, right? He's big.
Yeah.
6'5". Yeah, you guys got two huge guys in that. I mean, Jacob Markstrom's gonna play
80%.
Probably 65 games.
Probably.
So you need him to play 15 games, 13 games.
Yeah.
I think you probably do that.
Okay, Kyle Palmieri.
Yeah.
Is there a contract? I'm going to tell you something. I honestly believe that right now, sitting in Lou Lamoriello's desk, is a contract for Palmieri, Zach Parise.
Yep. Yeah, I probably would agree with you. I thought he was a good fit in...
Casey Cizikas' contract in his desk drawer. All three of them will get announced.
I think you're probably on the right track. I mean, Lou Lamoriello had both Palmieri and Zach Parise in New Jersey. So there's an obvious fit there, and yeah, I predicted that Parise and Suter would go to Islanders. Obviously, the Suter went to Dallas, but
and a couple teams like Seattle for one took a run at Casey Cizikas, and there was no talking on anything. I swear there's contracts sitting in the desk drawer. There is.
Yeah, I think so.
What's going to happen with Jason Demers?
I don't know. I mean,
he's 33.
Right-hand D-man are hard to find.
I know.
It's a little puzzling that this guy doesn't have a contract.
$4.5 million was his cap hit last year.
Yeah, obviously he's going to take a lot less than that, but he's a tough guy to play against. Like I don't know how this guy doesn't have a job.
I'm surprised too.
I wouldn't be like Vancouver signing for depth signing. Like I wouldn't be mad.
I would love it. I mean that's fine.
Yeah, it'd be good.
How about Nikita Gusev?
Is this the guy that played in New Jersey?
Yeah.
And came from the KHL?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know me either.
I think a lot of these guys, a lot of these depth guys will be signed. Like when teams have to make cuts and lose players to waivers and yada, yada, yada. I think Gustav will be one of those guys that doesn't sign until like the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
No, I'm with you there.
I think he'll be like a part of that.
How about Travis Zajac? Now, he's 36 years old, had really good success in New Jersey and in, where did he get traded to? The Islanders.
Islanders.
Too. And I don't know. Why do I feel like...
I think he retires.
Well, there's speculation that he's going to get signed by the Islanders too, and it'll be a Parisi Palmieri Zajac.
What is this, 2012? Jesus. Lou's really turning back that clock.
Oh, golly. I don't know. I like Travis Zajac, but I don't know how many more years he has in him.
Yeah, I think he's going to hang him up.
It's tough. Sammy Vatanen, 30-year-old defenseman.
Another right-hand D-man that's unsigned.
Cap it at $2 million last year. I'm always been a fan of him.
His health problems, though, like that kind of concerns me a little bit.
Yeah, but
he's been hurt a lot.
I get it, but you're not going to have to pay more than $2 million to get him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not like you're really rolling the dice here. I mean,
right.
I mean, you don't want anybody to get hurt, but I don't know. How about Zdeno Chara? I got my prediction where he goes.
Czech Republic, retired.
You go
back to Boston?
I feel like he'll be back in Washington.
I don't know. He didn't really have a good year last year. I don't know.
He'll be back.
He retires. He's 44 years old.
I know.
enough's enough, dude. Hang him up. You already won a cup. Hang him up.
Ryan Donato, does anybody take a plug at him? 25 years old.
He'll be another Gusev signed before the season.
Yeah. Alex Galchenyuk.
Not same thing. He'll be another depth guy.
What do you think he could end up in Vancouver?
I hope not. Our forward group is fine. Everybody's in place, man, for the first time in a long time.
But you have to have depth, though, Blake. People are going to get hurt.
Oh, dude, the Canucks had the most signings of all teams. You see their AHL. They're going to win the damn Calder. They're going to win the Calder at AHL first year in Abbotsford. You should see the guys they got. They got some fringe NHL guys on the first two lines in Abbotsford. They're going to be loaded.
Where's Vertanen going to go?
Nowhere. At least until this shit gets figured out with that girl.
God, what a mess.
Jim Benning, he did a good job, but dude, what a fuck up that was. Signing Vertanen over to Foley. Oh, man. He made up for it with an aggressive offseason. I'll see if it pays off. We'll see.
Still some UFAs out there. We got a few weeks. I think we're going to see some big action starting next week in the league and leading right up to camp, and which is exciting as the rosters start to come together.
What a crazy offseason this was, though. We had the draft. We had...
Every year has a draft, Blake.
No. But it was boom, 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 all in succession.
Yeah.
It was they called it what? It was a GM week. It's crazy.
I think it's going to be interesting because I think there was so much movement that all of us are going to have to sit down and reacquaint ourselves with the rosters here.
Yeah.
We really are.
My team had a lot of turnover. Your team had a little bit of turnover. So, I'm excited, dude. Like I said at the start, I'm excited.
It's time to go around the league.
Inside Edge Hockey News, lighting the lamp and raising the cup.
Henrik Lundqvist announces his retirement. Any surprise there for you?
No, not really. I mean, with the heart stuff that he had last year, he didn't play at all last season. So I kind of expected this was the route that he would take. Probably one of the best goaltenders to not win a Stanley Cup. He's in that class with Luongo and
he's really tailed off the last 5 years.
He has. I mean, he really played well in that series against the Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. Remember when Igor Shesterkin couldn't go and mm-hmm. whatever, he wasn't playing, and he played really well and kind of think, oh, maybe he still got some gas left in the tank, but then he didn't play last year. So I just think he came to a realization that this is probably it. Hats off. What a career that guy had.
For sure. What a career. And you know what? Class act. I was fortunate enough to meet him twice. Super nice guy. Super, super mm-hmm. nice guy. 2022-2023 NHL announces they will allow jersey advertising. One advertising on each jersey. Your thoughts there?
Not shocked at all.
I'm not either.
Saw with the helmets last year. It actually looked not bad on the helmets. One sticker on each side. Probably going to be similar right here on the right side of the jersey. I mean,
I'm fine with it.
The NBA does it. It doesn't look bad. I mean, if you have like a McDonald's thing on the side or whatever, or Starbucks or whatever it is, hey, the more money that the NHL can bring in, and I think that's what they're looking at.
I'm fine with it. I just don't want it to get out of control.
It better not get like, it better not be like European jersey.
I know. That's all I'm saying.
What, one. That's it.
One.
One is that's enough.
Yep. Me too. How about when, here's the thing though, I'm afraid of. How about when a company says, well, you want $8 million for a patch. How about we give you $80 million and you change your colors?
I don't know about that. We're going to have Little Caesars change the colors of Detroit Red Wings to orange, or what are we doing here?
I'm just putting it out there, buddy. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, you and your crazy conspiracies can kick rocks.
Patterson, does he want to play for Vancouver? Because he says he wants to play for a winning team. And Vancouver was far, far from a winning team last year, Blake.
Okay, and the Canucks want to win, and Patterson wants to win. What is the issue here? Well, I don't know why this story got.
No, no, the Canucks want to win, but they're not winning. Patterson wants to play for a team that's winning.
Okay, 2 years ago they were one win away from being the Vegas Golden Knights and going to the Western Conference Finals. So what are we talking about here?
I know, but last year they couldn't find their way out of the locker room.
Shortened season, fluke year, COVID.
We'll see.
We'll see. I think they finished top three in the Pacific this year.
So why isn't a deal done?
Well, I think there's either two options. You can either do a bridge deal like Matthew Barzal did, or you can go long term. I think I don't know. I heard the deal is close. Like, we're looking at the guys on Twitter that talk about it, but Rick Dhaliwal works for the Athletic. He said that the deal could be close coming here, so I don't know. Everyone's like, oh, Patterson could get off-sheeted. He could get off-sheeted. Patterson was going to get off-sheeted, somebody would off-sheet him already.
Yeah, he's not getting off-sheeted.
It's not happening. No. So that can get put to bed. I think a deal will be done, and probably I think a deal will be done before camp, because I think Patterson wants to have a training camp, wants to have a preseason. I mean, think about this. A lot of players, like, it's going to be a normal – it's not going to be as long as a training camp, but they're going to get, like, the normal preseason games. Like, last year there was – it was a short – it was like –
they didn't even play preseason games.
They didn't even have a preseason, yeah. Like, that. Like, think about how important that's going to be for a lot of teams that had turnover and get to gel in those preseason games. Like, that's very important. That's very important. So, I think those deals will be done right away. I mean, I'm not too worried about it, to be honest.
2 points I want to touch on real quickly, and then we'll get on into three questions. Kaprizov still not signed in Minnesota. Rumors that he's gotten KHL contracts that he can go and take off. Is this guy staying or going?
Well, I saw a thing on Athletic today that Michael Russo came out with an article because they're progressing towards a short-term deal. So maybe like a two-year something. Maybe they do a 1 year like they did with Fiala, but I think that'd be a major gamble, because if Kaprizov goes off on a 1 year deal, you're gonna have to pay this guy a shit ton of money. Like, if he continues and breaks out even more than he did last year, like I said, you already got $12.7 million dead cap. Like, you're just gonna dig yourself a damn grave.
Yeah, this is a touchy situation, real difficult one for Bill Guerin,
because that's the only place he can go. He's got an opt out clause to go to the KHL, but his rights are still with Minnesota, so, like, what does he think? Like, you can go to the KHL, okay. You come back to NHL, Minnesota still has your rights for another 5 years. Like, what's the issue here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. The Jack Eichel saga continues. God, I don't think this was ever going to end. He hasn't had surgery, so probably won't be in camp.
What is this guy? It's like the Kucherov stuff. Like, get your surgery done in the offseason.
They won't let him.
It's such bullshit.
The Sabres won't let him do the surgery he wants to do.
If I was Jack Eichel, I would just say, like, screw you. I will pay to get my surgery done.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you serious? Like, you're really gonna make me miss games because you don't, like, you want to trade me, and you want to trade me before I get a surgery?
Well, the value has got to be just plummeting now.
It's as low as it can be. There's no way they could trade this guy.
I don't think so either.
There's no shot. There's absolutely no way you his value is at an alt. It'd be like the Calgary Flames trading Johnny Gaudreau after a disappointing playoffs. A disappointing season. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you want to keep him and try to build that value back up? You know what I'm saying?
What if you know the value's not going back up?
You're not going to trade a guy like Jack Eichel for peanuts, dude.
No, I know, but they got to do something. They can't just sit here. They got to do something.
I still think the LA Kings should swoop in to pick him up.
Well, it'll be interesting. You ready
for
the
three? Where did you have him going? Minnesota?
What?
Who would you have Jack Eichel going to?
I didn't have him going to Minnesota. Back. Who did I have him going to? You agreed with it.
I've always said LA, but...
No, but you heard mine, and you're like, yeah, that would make sense.
Was it
Anaheim, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Anaheim.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Go back and listen, maybe.
Maybe he'll go to the KHL, huh? You ready for three questions?
Let's go.
It's time for three questions.
All right, hockey fans, my turn to fire three questions off at Blake. And Blake, as I sat down today to do the three questions, I thought, I don't know what the hell to ask you, dude. So I'm going to ask you some really important shit. What's your favorite breakfast cereal?
Breakfast cereal. I'd have to go Captain Crunch.
I was thinking that. You know what my favorite
Captain
is?
Captain Crunch is...
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp, that's an American cereal. We don't have that here.
You don't have that?
No.
Why?
What's it called? Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I like that. I like that.
Amazing cereal.
Yeah.
If you want to go on the healthier side, multigrain Cheerios hit the spot.
Yeah. Honey Nuts, Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches of Oats are good. Fruit Loops, that's a classic.
It's a go-to. That and Lucky Charms.
Can't go wrong with like the OG cereals are like Frosted Flakes, Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like that's like that would probably be like my top 3-4.
Question number 2. What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Hey, listen. I had a lot of different fast foods when I was in California. A lot of I had In-N-Out for the first time. It was okay.
Yeah.
I had Tacos Del Rio. Amazing. Really good. I had Del Taco, Raising Cane's. Dude, I went on a rampage.
Sounds like you were really healthy there.
Yeah, we didn't eat in very much, but TDR was pretty good. Like they got asada fries. They got like fries with the asada on there and cheese and onions and sour cream.
Hey, so what's your favorite food?
Really good.
Fast food.
I'm going to have to go Tacos Del Rio right now.
All right. My favorite fast food, I struggle with
you
that.
You can't be like McDonald's or some shit.
No, you know, I get so pissy with my fast food places. You know what mine is?
Is that fast food, though, or is that?
No, it's kind of in between.
Yeah, because you can go down and sit.
I think Slim Chickens is my favorite.
That is underrated.
That's good.
People hated on that when I was there. I'm like, no.
I love it.
It's kind of expensive, but...
It's not any more expensive than the other ones now. I mean, everything is expensive.
But when it first opened, I was like, Jesus, like these prices are fucking insane. It was like $12 for like a chicken strap.
Go to Hardee's.
Good. No, Hardee's is overrated.
Take a loan out.
Hardee's is overrated.
All right, question number 3. What is one food or drink item that you should fucking give up right away?
Give up?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, it's bad for you, and you keep eating it or drinking it. You should give it up.
Probably like a Big Mac or something.
Well, what's That's your go-to? Probably. Like, I know you have a thing for 7-Eleven Slurpees.
Yeah, Slurpees, that's another weak spot for me. I really like the corn dogs from 7-Eleven, too. I always get a corn dog when I go to 7-Eleven.
You should give that up. I should give up Coke. I drink too much pop. I drink too much Coke.
Well, my dad doesn't buy it. He only buys like Gatorade Zero and Coke Zeros, so that's what I've been drinking. But yeah, probably like a Big Mac or Slurpees, yeah. Honestly, I haven't had a Slurpee since I was in Verdun.
You'd have them every night. I'd be like, you ready to do the pod? I just spilt my Slurpee on me.
No.
Remember that?
I haven't had a Slurpee since I was in Verdun. That was in like February. That's a long time.
Listener question. Kelsey Hawkins, Rochester, Minnesota. We're going to go through this quick because we have touched on this in years past, but we're in the middle of the offseason. Listener questions are in abundance right now at the moment. Who is the best player to never win a Stanley Cup? I'm going to name
McGinley's definitely up there.
Yeah. Pavel Bure is up there.
Joe Thornton's up there.
Pavel Bure.
Bure. Luongo's up there.
Marcel Dion.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my big ones. I thought about Pat LaFontaine, but I don't know. I might be a little biased in that one.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one, I would Pavel Bure.
Iggy definitely went chasing.
Yeah.
Chasing. And he came up a little short. He went to Colorado and he went to Pittsburgh, went to Boston, right? I don't know. Luongo's, that's a little biased for me because I'm a huge fan, but probably Iggy or Jumbo.
Okay, we're gonna end on a question I have for
Hold
you.
Hold on, I got a question for you.
Okay,
before.
Okay, go.
If you know the Mount Rushmore, right?
Oh, God. You're not doing this question.
Who's on your Mount Rushmore? NHL.
Gordie Howe, Bobby Orr, Mario Lemieux, and Wayne Gretzky.
Bobby Orr makes it, huh? Mm-hmm. No active players?
No, not yet. You gotta be inactive to earn your way.
What about Sid?
On to Mount Rushmore.
What about Sid?
I don't know. Give him some time. I gotta let it fester after they retire for a little bit, man.
Sid the kid who's not a kid anymore.
No, I have to let it fester after they retire.
Okay, that's fair.
Fair? Mm-hmm. I got one little question I saw today. I just thought, you know what? That's a good question. I gotta ask Blake that. Tell me, or name one thing that you expect and guarantee that'll happen during the 2021-22 NHL season.
And I can guarantee that will happen?
Mm-hmm.
The Canucks will make the playoffs. Uh-huh.
Why did I think that was going to happen?
That's a good question. That Alex Ovechkin scores 45-plus goals.
You know what my guarantee is?
What?
I hate to say it, but there's going to be COVID outbreaks, dude.
I hope not. I thought we were being positive on this podcast. What's wrong with you?
We're positive because tomorrow's 70 degrees and sunny, and we're going golfing.
We're going golfing?
After work.
Yeah.
Don't tell my wife.
Where are you at? I'm at work. You're on the golf course again. Get home right now.
Oh, that is a wrap. You know what? Like, that's a wrap for season 4. It's in the books. Season 5 coming up. Yes, 5 seasons. And we're going to come at you live on September 27th with our preseason preview. Blake and I are excited to be back next year for another great season of debating the sport we love so much. Check us out on YouTube at Inside Edge Hockey News. Subscribe, rate, review us on Apple Podcasts. Get on over to debatehockey.com. It is a website that is currently in construction for this podcast. We got all kinds of good things coming at you next year. Super, super excited to bring it to you. It's going to be fun. Enjoy these last few weeks of summer. Hockey right around the corner. Get connected. The Debate Hockey Podcast can be found on Twitter at Debate Hockey. Also, make sure you check us out on our Facebook page, The Debate Hockey Podcast. Brad Brood can be found on Twitter at Brad Brood. And co-host Blake Friars can also be found on Twitter at Friars_Blake. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
The Debate Hockey Podcast can be found on all major podcast players. And please consider subscribing to the Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your host, Brad Baroud. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com and on Twitter at InsideEdgeHOCKE and Facebook at Inside Edge Hockey News. We'll catch you next time.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.